Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear weapons, the presidential contest. New York Times headline: Trump advisors call for U.S. nuclear weapons testing if Mr. Trump is elected. Referring to an article most recently in Foreign Affairs magazine, I highly recommend. This is very good thinking by both parties. The man's name is Robert O'Brien. He was Mr. Trump's final national security advisor. He's from California. He writes in part, "The triad has become more important in recent years as China and Russia have modernized their nuclear arsenals. China has doubled the size of its arsenal since 2020, a massive, unexplained, and unwarranted expansion. The United States has to maintain technical and numerical superiority to the combined Chinese and Russian nuclear stockpiles. To do so, Washington must test new nuclear weapons for reliability and safety in the real world for the first time since 1992, not just by using computer models." I welcome my colleague Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Henry, I have an array of photographs from the 1950s, the Nevada test range at some distance, nuclear weapon after nuclear weapon being tested. I have photographs of a room full of people in military and civilian garb with glasses on, witnessing those tests. I have a shot from Las Vegas itself to show in the far distance the rising mushroom cloud dissipating in the clear blue sky over Nevada. All of that was our childhood, Henry. Is that coming back? Good evening to you.
Good evening again. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, so I feel lucky. Well, it could. I don't know that it should, but it might. The problem is that we are facing larger nuclear numbers in the case of Russia and have for some time, but now they're getting all but allied with China, whose stockpile is projected to grow from its current 500 warheads to 1,500 in about 10 years. If you add these two nuclear powers arsenals up, it becomes a multiple of what we currently have deployed, which is around 1,700 nuclear weapons. Now, the question is, can we quantitatively ever keep up with that? I think there's real room about it. And I don't think we've yet come to terms with that possibility that we can't. And so there's a lot of enthusiasm to go back to the period of the 1950s when we had more, tested more, and had more deployed than the Russians. And certainly, even in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, far more than the Chinese. I don't know that going back in time to reproduce those conditions is very feasible, financially or from a timeline.
Mr. O'Brien makes this caveat, not just by using computer models. Are you speaking of computer models or atmospheric testing?
I would say that his call for testing is a very strange call. I mean, if you wanted to have more modern designs, and we may, I think we we already are building more modern designs. The way you do it is with testing. We've tested over 1,000 times, and we have what are called codes. And to give you some idea, the last person to get an award for weapons design was a fellow at the lab, able physicist, who just retired as Bruce Goodwin. And he sent me the following note. The last nuclear test in 92, in that period, that was prepared but not fired, had a marginal sunk cost of approximately $1 million. If you dial in 28 years of inflation, that figure double. Factor in having to start from zero, moving to digital technology, he figures the cost would even rise further, and it would take some time, at least 2 years or more. Now, if you needed to do that, you should do it. But what he is saying is you can skip that step. He said, we can make any design you want with the codes we've got. And proof of that is there have been new designs and modifications done without nuclear testing, and I am sure they work. If there's any doubt about this, the Chinese stole these codes and have been perfecting new designs without testing. Fine. I don't have to go further. If you'd like, we can go to other countries like Israel that hasn't tested for a very, very long time. So I think it's a way of showing that we won't be restrained and that we're willing to be bold, and that it's a form of, I think, technical theater. I don't think it's a complete thought, though. If you want nuclear weapons and you want them quickly and for less, I wouldn't bother with that. If you want theater, well, okay, but that's an expensive thing to do. I am also skeptical that it makes sense to spend lots of money on nuclear weapons and spend a lot of time trying to acquire the kinds of numbers you'd need to prevail and to outmatch the Chinese and Russians, which is not a small number. It wouldn't be 1,700. It would have to be, I don't know, 5,000 to 7,000. The idea that the labs and the major contractors to make missiles are up to doing that for anything but a small fortune and 20 years of time, I think is bucking an awful lot of history that we now have. I mean, the Sentinel is our major ICBM project. It is way behind schedule, way over budget, and, you know, we got to get done with that. So my bold suggestion and that of other people is get done with that modernization more quickly, but take your money and make sure that stuff isn't as vulnerable as it's going to be, because we're just putting them in soft silo holes that can be knocked out, and spend as much as you can on things that are not nuclear weapons, secure communications, encryption, space, making sure that our undersea cables are protected with unmanned submarines that are very smart. All of that needs to be done, to say nothing of drones. We do not have the option of pressing every single spend button. We're going to have to make some choices here.
The O'Brien piece also says the United States should also resume production of uranium-235 and plutonium-239, the primary fissile isotopes of nuclear weapons. Are we short? Is our storage low, Henry?
No, I don't believe it is at all. We have many tons of this stuff. And if you wanted to make more weapons, it's sitting there waiting. I think industry, however, is in a funny place where there isn't enough firm contracts to go to a bank to build more enrichment capacity. And so they would like the government to build enrichment plants for a fixed fee, even though there aren't any contracts yet to sustain a banknote on it. Well, that may be, but that has very little to do with national security. If it's weapons, we have, you know, scores of tons of this stuff sitting around. Certainly, the idea that we have to make more, again, assumes you've taken care of all the other things that are much more leveraged to deal with the Russians and Chinese. We need to get focused and realize we need to make some choices here, not press every old button that we used to press.
The New York Times piece has a photograph of an F-35, the fifth generation fighter bomber Brainiac, dropping what I suppose is a dummy of the B-61/13 gravity bomb, probably similar to what has been deployed to Europe. Do we need to augment our European deployment?
We don't need to augment the deployment, but we do need to have more of those planes and exercises showing that we can bring these things against targets. And one clever idea that the RAND Corporation came up with is we're about to dismantle 100 small weapons that were pulled out of Europe. We can have the South Koreans, who are very anxious about our commitment, or the Poles, who want us to forward deploy more on their soil, help pay for the refurbishment of those things, and we keep them in escrow. The problem with nuclear weapons on soil is they have a big red X on them, and they become target sinks. That's why we pulled them out of South Korea and Europe. I mean, we had thousands of these things in Asia and Europe, and we pulled them out because it became a burden. And we had other better ways to deliver them, with long-range missiles and long-range bombers and standoff weapons. So there was no reason militarily, from a scientific standpoint, to keep them on soil. We did that in the 50s when we didn't have those standoff weapons. We do now.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Robert O'Brien, former national security advisor for President Trump, writing at Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites, made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options, so your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.